Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Tea with Auntie. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about Wendy Williams, honey. Now, what in the drugs and alcohol is going on here, Wendy? Now, Wendy Williams is trending due to the weird show that she did Friday. Everybody is saying that when she did her show Friday, when the curtain opened up, she was walking slow and had constant long pauses during her monologue. And now let's travel back in time a bit. Last year, this time, it came out that Wendy was using again. Now, using what? I don't know. She not finna sue me. But it came out, and she later on, like a month later, actually said that she was doing this program for people who were, you know, drug abusers. She didn't come right on out and say, yeah, I'm back doing a program. But, you know, that's real strange that now all of a sudden you in a program now. So, last year, around this time, remember the show that she did where she was dressed in all green, like the Statue of Liberty? And she ended up passing out. Well, the viewers are saying that they thought it was deja vu all over again. I watched the show and myself, and I felt her speech was very slurred. She sounded real nasally. She sucked on a mint during the opening monologue, and at points, her words did sound slurred. Yes, and there was a lot of pauses. So I'm not here to say that Wendy's, you know, Wendy did her show high or drunk, or I don't know if she was drunk from the night before. I don't know. But it was not, you know, I'm a very avid Wendy Williams watcher. And that's not the Wendy that I'm used to seeing. So, you know, she's a very chipper, very, you know, she have her words all together when she comes out and do that monologue. There's no long pauses. She just, you know, she didn't seem like the regular Wendy. She kept looking to Norman for validation. Like, did I say the wrong thing? What just happened? Did I say something wrong? You know, and it was just crazy. And I don't know if she's over-medicated or if she done fell off the wagon. But it's weird. It's really weird how she was looking and acting. You know, and she kept talking about Rick Ross. She was trying to tell the story. I say trying to tell the story of Rick Ross calling her while she was laying in her office on her couch and giving the impression that Rick Ross was trying to, you know, shoot his shot. But she was saying she's just going to entertain Rick Ross and, you know, let him know that she's fine where she's at. You know, so I hope she gets better. I don't know if she's over-medicated or if she actually fell off the wagon again, but I hope she gets better soon. We'll take a short break and I'll come right back. welcome back. Hit the follow button on your way in and share this podcast. Next on the docket is Lisa Rae McCoy. Honey, if you don't know who Lisa Rae is, for you younger people, she's an actress. One of my favorite movies that she played in is a movie called Players Club. She's also the Brat's older sister. And if you don't know who the Brat is, honey, don't even worry about it. Well, Lisa Rae announced on Instagram that she's finna make her OnlyFans page. Yes. Yes, honey. She said when she make a post on Instagram, when she gets done going down her timeline and seeing all the haters and negative people with their negative opinions, it makes her exhausted. She says she's sick of it. She's sick of Instagram. She wants a place where she can share things with only her fans, her members, and OnlyFans will let her do that. Now, Lisa Rae is 53 years old, and she looks marvelous. So I don't know if she's going to be raunchy on there, but go check her out. Last on the docket is Offset. Offset was detained and released by Beverly Hills Police Saturday night after driving through a rally for Donald Trump. Now, according to sources, a man named Marcelo Almanzar was in the car with Offset. Marcelo Almanzar is Cardi B's cousin. The car was pulled over by the Beverly Hills police because a passerby said that they saw Almanzar point a weapon from the vehicle at him. But the passerby didn't press charges. Marcelo Almanzar, who is 20 years old, is charged with carrying a concealed weapon and having a loaded firearm in public. Offset was not arrested, which is what many of the media and blogs are reporting, which is false. That's all for today, guys. Thanks for listening. Bye. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Now, first on the docket, we have the baby, whose older brother, Glenn Johnson, passed this Tuesday. Glenn Johnson has 4 kids, 3 daughters, and a son. After being called to the Charlotte residence following a report of an assault with a deadly weapon, police found Glenn fatally shot. The case is being classified as a death investigation, and it's unclear if any foul play was involved. There are reports that Glenn, who was 34, appeared distressed prior to the incident. They're saying he took his own life, but more investigation needs to be done. Rest in peace, Glenn Johnson. Next on the docket, Keke Palmer. Now, Miss Keke done snatched her up some Wonder Bread, honey. Yes. Last week, Keke posted a video of her kissing a mysterious white man. And she was not in the mood for the fans throwing shade. She clapped back, letting the fans know that what they think of her romantic life is none of her concern. Many fans were not happy about the interracial relationship when she advocates so publicly for black people. Just this week, she decided to post about the election, writing, "I see a lot of people living one way but voted another. Well, we'll take a short break, and when I return, I'll finish with my commentary.